This week on America Interrupted from the PBS NewsHour, as the U.S. grapples with reopening and containing the coronavirus, how has the UK managed the pandemic?
This is just fraught with difficulty, and I think there have been lots of successes too.
And what lessons can the US learn?
If you protect the vulnerable, then that's the way forward, isn't it? But the economy is wrecked. It really is. And I don't know how we're going to get through all this.
Listen and subscribe to America Interrupted wherever you get your podcasts.
There's been a great deal of attention on the spike of COVID cases in states like Florida, Texas, Arizona, and California. But other states are struggling with it profoundly, too, like Louisiana and Alabama. Alabama doctors and nurses are seeing record numbers of hospitalizations associated with COVID, more than 9,000 as of today. The state has reported almost 1,400 deaths since the pandemic began, and there are nearly 75,000 cases. Stephanie Tsai has a report tonight on how the virus has hit especially hard in a county in the central part of the state and how huge health disparities among Black residents are leading to even worse outcomes.
A 90-degree July afternoon deep in Lowndes County, Alabama, is nothing like a walk around heaven. But the mourners came anyway, to pay their respects to a pillar of the community, dead at the age of 50 from COVID-19.
We're here for the homegoing service of Pamela Sue Rush, New Mount Lady Baptist Church, Hangle, Alabama.
And I wouldn't get no heat and stuff in the house. My daughter cried every morning to say it's cold in the house.
Pamela Rush was first featured on the PBS NewsHour in 2018 in a report on extreme poverty, showing the squalid conditions she was living in, no sewage system, and a trailer home she worried was making her and her children sick.
I need to, get out of this house because the mold and stuff in there and it's bad on your hair.
Animals were getting in, she lamented, showing the trap cages.
So I got diabetes, and I don't need to get bite by no animal.
She couldn't have known then that a much bigger risk lay ahead. The tragedy of Pamela Rush's life and death has deep roots. Her neighborhood was built on former slave quarters, and the abject poverty she experienced can be traced back to the legacy of slavery in the Southern Black Belt, so named for the fertile soil that lay the foundation for cotton plantations.
I was devastated.
Catherine Flowers is a cousin of Rush's and an environmental justice activist who enlisted Rush in her advocacy work.
Hi, my name is Pamela Rush. I'm from Lowndes County, Alabama, and I live in a mobile home with my two kids.
In June of 2018, Rush and others testified before a congressional committee as part of the Revived Poor People's Campaign.
They charged me over $114,000 on a mobile home. They're falling apart.
I was devastated because we did not get a chance to get her out of that trap that she was in and to let her benefit from the work that she had been doing all this time to move her family from the home that she was staying in.
Pamela Rush's is only one of the lives claimed by the pandemic in Lowndes County. Terrell Means is the county coroner.
My average calls a week will be one or two. Before the COVID and everything, but after COVID came, it started picking up 5 to 7 a week.
So far, 537 cases and 26 deaths from COVID-19 have been documented in this sparsely populated place of less than 10,000 residents. The virus has infected 1 in 17 people there, the highest infection rate in Alabama and one of the highest in the country. Like Rush, many people here have diabetes, which experts say puts them at higher risk of death from COVID-19.
Anyone in your family history of diabetes?
Yes.
Okay, has anyone ever said whether you might be diabetic?
No.
Dr. George Thomas, the only doctor in the county, suspects 60-year-old Elvis Harrison has it.
We can let you know before you leave if you do have diabetes.
Harrison takes the test and gets results on the spot.
You are diabetic. Okay, and we do need to start you on some medicine.
So I was kind of surprised that I did have it because I got rid of most of the cookies and I got rid of the candy. I guess I stick with the fruit.
Dr. Scott Harris is the state's top health officer.
Alabama is not the healthiest state to begin with, and our African American population disproportionately suffers from a number of chronic health problems. And when they have a serious systemic infection, then it just makes it that much more difficult for them.
Throughout the nation, the pandemic has had an outsized impact on African Americans, but in Lowndes County, history may help explain why.
This is a map that shows a pictorial representation of the 1860 Alabama census.
African Americans are represented in blue and whites in red.
So all of these blue segments here represent enslaved people.
Dr. Harris says if you look today at where the most people in Alabama have chronic health conditions, it matches where the most slaves lived during the 1860 census.
The legacy of these enslaved people in Alabama's Black Belt is still felt today in the health disparities that we have. The African American population in Alabama make up more than a third of COVID-19 cases, and they make up over 45%, approaching half of all deaths.
Founder of the Equal Justice Initiative, Brian Stevenson, says lingering trauma also affects health.
Lowndes County saw lots of Black people lynched, pulled out of their homes, beaten, tortured, drowned, hanged. And that creates trauma. It creates an emotional injury, a psychological injury. And then you combine that with a lack of employment, and then most critically, a lack of health care, and you make an already vulnerable population more vulnerable when it comes to COVID.
There's no hospital in Lowndes County today.
All the way from Selma Town.
And there wasn't one in 1965 when Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., the late John Lewis, and more than 3,000 supporters passed through on their way to Montgomery. But the gains of the civil rights movement have not reversed the downward trajectory in Lowndes County.
We have failed to acknowledge the role of injustice, inequality, and bigotry in creating many of the conditions that continue to make us sick.
But there are, finally, signs that times are changing. Since 1940, a Confederate monument had stood in the Hayneville Town Square in Lowndes County. It bore the names of Confederate soldiers whose families owned slaves, among them Pamela Rush's ancestors. In the wake of the protests against the killing of George Floyd, the monument came down in June.
To be quite honest, I never thought I'd see it in my lifetime. That history that that monument represented was very, very strong and represented the terror that was inflicted upon our family.
Terror perpetuated by systemic racism that put Catherine Flowers' cousin, Pamela, at great risk when COVID-19 came to Lowndes County.
It is hard. I couldn't buy my children a store for what they need.
That soft-spoken voice in front of members of Congress somehow echoes louder in her passing.
I have to make sure that in Pamela's memory and for her children's future that we dismantle these structures that kept her trapped.
America's reckoning with racism will come too late for Pamela Rush, but perhaps it will arrive in time for Bianca and Jeremiah, left too soon without a mother. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm Stephanie Sy.